How did the canon of the New Testament come to be fixed? Scholars disagree on this, and what follows is only one view. The problem is that the evidence for the process is scattered and often indirect. Scholars have to rely on evidence of the use of the various New Testament books by theologians during the period from the 2nd to the 5th centuries, as well as on the various ecclesiastical rulings on the authority or orthodoxy of particular books which might be included in the canon and on the actual contents of particular manuscripts. All of this has to be evaluated against the general picture of the development of the early church, which historians have built up. The first stage in the formation of the canon was the making of collections of Christian writings. Paul's letters were the earliest writings to be collected together, sometime at the beginning of the 2nd century. The earliest collection has 10 letters: 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Romans, Ephesians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, Galatians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon. Later versions add the so-called pastoral epistles, 1st and 2nd Timothy, and Titus. Eventually, the Epistle to the Hebrews, which, unlike the others, does not contain an opening address by Paul to the recipients,